"That was because you were knocked out, Professor," said Hermione earnestly. "You didn't arrive in time to hear—"
"Miss Granger, hold your tongue!"
"Now, Snape," said Fudge, startled, "the young lady is disturbed in her mind. We must make allowances."
"I would like to speak to Harry and Hermione alone," said Dumbledore abruptly. "Cornelius, Severus, Poppy, please leave us."
"Headmaster!" spluttered Madame Pomfrey. "They need treatment. They need rest."
"This cannot wait," said Dumbledore. "I must insist." Madame Pomfrey pursed her lips and strode away into her office at the end of the ward, slamming the door behind her. Fudge consulted the large gold pocket-watch dangling from his waistcoat.
"The Dementors should have arrived by now," he said. "I'll go and meet them. Dumbledore, I'll see you upstairs."
He crossed to the door and held it open for Snape, but Snape hadn't moved.
"You surely don't believe a word of Black's story," Snape whispered, his eyes fixed on Dumbledore's face.
"I wish to speak to Harry and Hermione alone," Dumbledore repeated. Snape took a step towards Dumbledore.
"Sirius Black showed he was capable of murder at the age of 16, he breathed. "You haven't forgotten that, Headmaster. You haven't forgotten that he once tried to kill me."